Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with our multiple best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Kit. How about you?
I'm doing fine. And now let's take a look at this list. CareerCast puts out a list every single year of the most stressful jobs in America based on a number of factors, competition, time pressure, hours per day spent doing the job, and unemployment rates in that field. And they put together this list of the top 10. So I thought that we'd take a look at these to see if we can find out how many of our listeners are a little bit more stressed than everyone else in the country.
It's always fun to look at these kind of lists, isn't it?
Sure is. Starting off, number 10 is real estate agent, which I don't think I've ever thought of that as a stressful job, but there's a lot of competition in the field.
Well, yeah, and it really, I mean, you need to think about that as a stressful thing. There's a lot of competition out there in the real estate world, and yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, there's a lot of price pressure, and then let's say you have a potential client who's ready to buy a house, but then maybe they don't get good financing or don't get a good mortgage professional on their side. So there's a lot of different variables that go into that mortgage process.
Well, then right above that is another very competitive field, advertising executive. We all saw Mad Men's and know how stressful that can be.
Kid, if you watch commercials, like I every now and then I do on TV, usually I try to record it ahead of time so I can fast forward through the commercials. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, I'm wondering, you know, who was in charge of paying for the commercial? Because there's so many bad commercials out there.
There was actually a commercial that just came out like right after the Super Bowl where the commercial was about an ad exec who had made a bad commercial for the Super Bowl.
I mean, there's so many bad. I just don't understand why people pay for some of these commercials. I really need to. That would be a good second career for me when I retire as an advertising exec. I could design a lot better commercials than that. I see why that's a high pressure job.
I mean, it's a lot about creativity and the pressures of coming up with that plan that someone else wants. And that also plays into the next one, public relations officer, another TV show, Scandal. I can't imagine how stressful it would be to have to deal with someone else's problems and sort of spin those into a positive light.
You see this a lot in the athletic community too. Mm-hmm. When the athletes do something wrong, they get the spin doctors out, they're called the PR guys, and they try to spin it into a positive light or try to get it out of the media completely. And that works sometimes. I can see how that would be a high pressure job, as well as number 7 on the list, a highway patrol officer.
Oh, sure.
To me, that would be even higher than that. But you know, that's true. Well, in the middle of the night, you're pulling somebody over, you're walking up to a car in the middle of nowhere, you know, they touch the car, put their fingerprints on it to hopefully, you know, if something bad happens. But that would be stressful every time you walk up to a car not knowing who's in there or what they're pointing at you.
Yeah, that's the same with the next three, in fact. Police officer, commercial pilot, and surgeon. These are things that you have someone else's life or their well-being in your hands.
Absolutely.
That's really stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Then number 3 is an interesting one. I guess I understand it from a day-to-day perspective. Taxi driver.
Yep.
Especially now with Uber coming out, where they aren't just dealing with the stresses of their own job, but the stress of folks coming in and maybe taking their job away from them.
Uber is so much better than the taxis. I tell you what, it's at least half price. The cars are clean. You don't have the tip is already built into the price. You can get them real easy with your iPhone. You don't have to hail a cab. I think the day of being a taxi cab driver is fading out. Now, they're fighting it, and they're trying to they're using their unions to try to keep Uber out, but Uber's winning in the long run because the PR agency, like the PR,
there
the
it
good
is.
PR.
That's the public relations
the
again.
Good PR that Uber has, because I've never had, now knock on wood, but I've used Uber about 100 times now when I travel nice. Across the nation. I've never had a bad experience with Uber. I've had a couple grouchy drivers, but maybe I talk too much, so maybe it's me.
Well, that's what comes from a paradigm shift, I guess. And those paradigm shifts are the sort of thing that you also see in the number two most stressful, corporate executive.
Yeah, that would be stressful. Well, because you're responsible for everybody under you as a corporate exec.
Yeah. Now, our number one most stressful career, according to CareerCast, is firefighter.
Yep.
And I don't think anyone would argue that makes perfect sense. Running into a burning building to save other people. So you've got people's lives in your hands. You've got long hours. You've got a whole bunch of different factors playing into this.
Yeah, I know a lot of firefighters, and they say to me the most important thing is, again, to have the fire extinguishers around the house and know how to use them. Make sure they're yeah. charged up, right? You don't want to get one and have it not work. Sort of like when you get to retirement, you want to make sure your financial plan's working. But you also want to do preventive maintenance. You want to look around and see if there's any potential fire hazards. Mm-hmm. If you have a wire that's fraying, that's not a good thing. If you have certain things that are, like if you're putting like combustibles next to your fireplace, that might not be a good idea. Those kind of things. But folks, you know, the most important thing, this is a financial show, and we talk about it. The firefighter's a stressful job, mm-hmm. and we talk about how they talk about preventive maintenance, making sure that you're doing the right thing so you don't have a bad situation. In the financial world, the same way. In our show each week, we talk about ways to help people financially. The most important thing you can do is have a preventive maintenance checkup with your local financial coach. And you're welcome to do this at any time, because our local coaches are willing and able to do this at no cost or obligation. All you have to do is give a call on the national hotline, and you'll be connected to a local coach in your own area. The number is 800-604-1099. 800-604-1099. They can help put together a checklist of preventive financial maintenance, making sure you're not in the wrong place when you get to the time of your life where you need your money. Make sure your money is doing what it should do. And you wouldn't believe how many times people think everything's fine, but when it's closer inspected, the financial plan is not what it should be. So why not get that peace of mind and stamp of approval ahead of time before getting to a time where you can't do anything about it?
Well, whatever your job may be, we want to make sure that you are not stressing out about your retirement. Get in contact with your local financial coach today by calling 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every week here on the Financial Safari. Do you believe that there will be another financial catastrophe like the one in 2007 and 2008? If so, do you want the same thing to happen this time as happened last time? What will you do to make sure what happened last time does not happen again? Take the first step to protecting your money and visit Coach Pete's new site, safemoneyradar.com. That's www.safemoneyradar.com. Cruise into retirement.
Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement. And why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. This week, let's talk about evaluating properties for the purpose of flipping it. To do this, we have to determine what are called comps or comparables. What this means as we're looking at all the other properties near this property, and I'll tell you the criteria in a minute, that we think we can use as a predictor of what we think we can sell our property for. So how do we do this? Well, the best comps are the properties that have sold recently, meaning ideally as soon as the date we can look at where we are now, meaning 3 months, maybe even 6 months back. Any further than that, you really start to get too old in terms of comps, so we want it to be a recent sale. Number two, we want this property that we're looking at to be the same style as the house we're looking at. So if we're selling a Cape Cod, we don't want to compare that to a Colonial. They're going to be completely different prices. Similarly, if it's a rancher versus a contemporary home, same exact thing. The other thing we want to make sure is that the size of these properties are similar. Square footage, lot size, things like that. Do they have similar features? Are they built roughly in the same time frame? You know, a property that's built in 1950 is going to be very different than a brand new construction home. So these are all things. Basically, we're trying to compare apples to apples here. We also want to make sure it's in close geographical proximity to our property, meaning that if it's in the neighborhood, ideally the same subdivision, that's best. So when we compare those apples to apples, we are looking at properties sold as a predictor of what we're going to sell our property for. One last point here is that we're looking at sold, not active or pending properties. This is really important. Active and pending mean nothing. We need to look at sold properties. So there you have it, how to determine comps to make sure you buy your flip at the right price. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.